Hello, hello, and welcome everybody to our Thursday Healing Coach Q&A call. Today is September 12, 2019. It is now 8:30 Eastern Standard Time at night, 8:30 p.m. And this is our Q&A call, Ask a Coach, Get Started, Go Deeper. My name is Annika Constantine, and on behalf of the Healing Coach, I welcome everybody again to this call. Everything on this call is being recorded and is available to registered members as a download from our website, www.thehealingcoach.com//dashboard. Before we get started, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Coach process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we are asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Coach process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. So when you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. So in order for you to be able to ask your questions, if you are calling in from a phone or the web call, you can press star 2 on your keypad. That will raise a hand on my computer screen here in our system, and I will then unmute your line and call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, or if I see a name on the screen, I will call out your name. If you are calling in from our web call, you can also press star 2, or you can press the button that says raise hand. That will have the same effect. Now, if you are with us via the webcast, you also have the opportunity to submit your question in written form. You will see a chat box. Just type away your question and press submit. And I will then read your question here and answer it. Now, before we move on to our Q&A part of our call, we always open our call with doing a universal healing code together. This is the universal healing code can be found in the book, The Healing Code. And this universal healing code can be applied to any issue whatsoever that you would like to work on. Now, as far as choosing an issue is concerned, you could, of course, use this universal healing code that we're going to be doing together right now to address an issue that you've been working on already with the healing code, something that really bothers you. Or you also, of course, have the opportunity to just kind of tune in right now and see what pops up. Maybe it's another issue besides your main issue that you've been working on, but you just feel like that it's more pressing right now. So whatever you bring to the table, whatever you would like to address is wonderful. Or, of course, you can also not address anything right now and just allow that healing process to work within you and just ask for the most important issues, spiritual issues, to be healed within you right now. So whatever it is, whatever issue you have chosen or not chosen, if you have chosen an issue, you can ask yourself how that issue makes you feel emotionally, or what beliefs you are experiencing concerning that issue. Just kind of tune in a little bit and see what pops up for you. Maybe an emotion comes to mind, a word, a picture, an image. You can rate that on a scale from 1 to 10 as far as it bothers you is concerned. And then I would like to encourage you to ask yourself if there's an early memory that you connect with that issue, with with that emotion or belief that you connect with that issue. We're not necessarily looking for the same issue, but we are looking for a similarity in feeling or in belief. So ask yourself, what's the earliest time I can remember right now when I felt the same way or similar way, a similar set of emotions or beliefs? What comes to mind? A person, a place, just an image, whatever it may be. If nothing pops up, don't worry about it. Your heart will still find the associated pictures and memories with it, even generational issues that may be connected to it. We don't want to do a lot of digging. All right, so now I'd like to give you a moment to say a prayer from your heart about this issue that you've chosen that you would like to address right now, or if you don't have a particular issue that you would like to address, just say a general prayer again from your heart to just receive the best type of healing for you right now. And of course, you can also ask that for the issue you have chosen, if you have chosen one. All right, I'm going to read the prayer from the book, if you'd like to join me in that. If you're not finished with your own prayer, you can continue praying, or even while we do the healing code. While we do the healing code, I encourage you to just relax. If you have a love picture that you want to focus on that's wonderful, something that is just on your heart and mind, focus on that. We just want to focus on something that makes you feel good in that moment, even if it's just staying neutral. Being neutral is a wonderful, wonderful state. We don't want to underestimate that. So whatever works for you in that moment. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to now state your problem or issues would be found, open, and healed by filling me now with the light, life, and love of God. I have the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. Okay, just take nice deep breaths and relax. Let me get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And relax. Focus on your love picture. And take those nice deep breaths from your stomach. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Just focus on receiving that love, opening yourself to that love. Both hands, jaws, both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Alright, and you can rest your arms. If you'd like, you can place both hands over the middle of your chest, over your heart center. And just process for a little bit. If you'd like, you can say another prayer, or just express your gratitude, or send love to each and every single part of you again. Alright. Okay, for those of you who have joined us in the past few minutes, welcome to our call. Now, I would like to share a few technicalities with you again as far as asking questions is concerned. So you basically have two options. If you are calling in from the web call or the phone, you can either press star 2 on your keypad, that is for the people who are calling in from a phone. those calling in from the web call have that option as well. Press star 2 on your keypad and that will raise your hand here in our system. I will then unmute your line. Or if you're calling in from the web call, you can also just press the button that says raise hand. Will have the same effect. If you are with us via the webcast, you also have the opportunity to just leave a question in written form. Just type away your question in that chat box, press submit, and I will then read your question. I think we have one caller that raised his hand. I think I'm talking to Mike. I'm going to unmute your line. Hello. Hello, Mike. Hello? Okay, I think he may have raised his hand by mistake. Mike, if you can hear me, if you would like to ask a question, please raise your hand again, and I will unmute your line. Okay. All right, let's see if we have any questions. So Patricia submitted a question, and I'm going to read her question first. She wrote, "For quite some time, I have been living with the fear of being knocked down on the streets of New York City by a bicycle or other wheeled object, which proliferate throughout the city in an unregulated fashion. I have been knocked down on two separate occasions by bikes going the wrong way in the 1980s. However, I didn't become afraid until I heard after the fact that a person could be killed by being knocked down in this way. Other aspects of my fear involve being afraid of being taken by surprise and of an abrupt change in state. With the oncoming change of seasons, we will soon get less and less daylight as the day turns into evening, making the problem worse for my evening commute from work. Can you suggest a way I can continue to work on this issue? Thank you." Patricia, thank you so much, first of all, for submitting your question. I'm so sorry for that fear you have been experiencing. And yeah, absolutely, I can give you a few suggestions. So there's really a lot of things you can do. I'm not sure how you have been working on that fear, but I would just throw in a few suggestions and you can just see what resonates with you the most. Or you can, of course, start with one way and just try that out and see if you have any, if you see any improvements. And if not, you can move on to the next suggestion that I'm going to be sharing with you today. Or, of course, you can kind of, you know, go back and forth between them. So whatever you resonate with the most. So the first thing I would just do is address that fear of being knocked down as it is. So you could just say a prayer and just ask for any memories that are connected to that fear of being knocked down to be healed. Since you have had an experience of that, what may be the case is that you still have some residue there. You know, maybe you experienced some fear when that happened, when you were knocked over or knocked down. So you could include those two separate occasions that you mentioned in your prayer as well. Maybe you could kind of tune in and see which one you feel is still has more charge on it, if you'd like to call that, and work with the strongest one first or the earliest, depending which one you feel is stronger. If you feel like you can't really pinpoint it, you can still include it, you know, because sometimes there will be unconscious or subconscious aspects that still haven't healed, and that's why maybe since you read about that or you got to know about that fact that, you know, this could happen, it triggered that again in a different way. Now, a lot of times, since that happened a long time ago, what happens is when we have unhealed memories of fear in your case, it can kind of have an accumulative effect. And so what may have happened is that you have, you know, there may be several memories connected to that fear. So now like I said before, in the beginning of our call, we don't have to know each and every single detail, and we don't also need to necessarily know when that fear originated or when it really happened. But if you can identify some fear memories, include them in your prayer. It could also be a fear of something different, so it doesn't necessarily have to do with just a fear of being knocked down. As you said, you were experiencing some other fears, so that could be something you could do as well. So you could kind of come at the fear from a more broad angle and just ask for any fear issues to be healed. Or depending on which you resonate with more, you could also, of course, address that fear of being knocked down specifically, depending on what you feel may be more effective. So you could maybe start with one of them and see if that makes a difference. And if you feel like it doesn't really improve after a few sessions of the healing code, maybe you could move on to the next one and see if that changes, or if it helps. Now, what I would also suggest, because when we have a fear of something, we've projected some unhealed memories onto the future. So what we have basically is kind of like an imagination of something bad happening in the future. Since you have that fear of, something could happen in the future where I get knocked down and you're afraid of even, having your life threatened in that occasion. So what I would suggest is if you can see something that you're projecting onto the future, that is kind of, it's not a memory, of course, in and of itself, but it's an internal image. So that would be something you could also include in your prayer and ask for that to be fully healed and for you to not experience that fear anymore when you imagine that. So instead of feeling that fear, you could ask that you feel protected or that you feel safe when you walk the streets. And maybe if, depending on how well you do with visualizing, it depends on, some people do better with that and some people don't, but that could be a sort of love picture. So what you could do while you do the healing codes is either you keep praying that, when you think of that you feel protected, that you feel safe, for example, or you could come up with a truth focus statement that helps you feel safer, for example, or feel protected. Focusing on that could be something that you have already experienced in your life where you felt really protected and safe, for example, and just ask for that negative image that you have right now and that fear to be infused with that. So that would be a good tip I could give you, maybe. But yeah, that's something I would do since, it's kind of a different issue. So you can, work at it from a past angle and just see what comes up when you go through your memory bank, so to speak. Like I said, not doing a lot of digging necessarily. Just ask your heart if there's any issue, any memory that is connected to that, and see what pops up. And if something pops up, wonderful. If nothing pops up, don't worry about it. But just, I would include that, negative imagination basically about that or that fear of the future in my prayer. Now, the second thing I would suggest, all these things that I just told you with, maybe infusing it with a love picture and so forth, you can do that in any code that you do. So in any session that you use with the healing codes. Another thing that you could do is addressing that fear or those different fears with the 12 categories. Now that may be especially effective because if you feel like you haven't had much success with changing it, you will basically filter that fear, even if it's just a fear of being knocked down, filter it through the 12 categories. So what you would do is you start with the first category with unforgiveness, and you can even ask yourself, do I recognize anything in this category? Any issue of unforgiveness that may be basically feeding my fear of being knocked down. Now, that doesn't really make sense when I say that, or it's not very, it doesn't really seem like it has to do with one another. But what we want to do, since, you know, unforgiveness is a negative frequency, basically, and fear is a negative pattern, a negative frequency, what we, of course, want to do is heal anything whatsoever that is, you know, introducing stress into your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, behaviors, and your entire being. And so sometimes what seems to be unrelated in those spiritual issues, in those spiritual, in the categories of your heart, it will actually change that. Because when you experience more love, our fear tends to lessen, and we tend to feel more protected and safe, and like we don't have to, you know, always be on the watch. So that's the other thing I would suggest. Just ask yourself if you find anything in that category that you're working on with that day. And if nothing pops up, that's completely fine. Just ask your heart if there's something that's connected to it for that to be healed, and work on it with that category. And then the next day you move on to the next category, in that case would be harmful actions, and you do that for a total of 12 days. And you could even rotate through the 12 categories for a while till you feel that that's no longer an issue. Or if you, after you finish with the 12 categories after 12 days, and you feel like you feel a lot better, but you still have some residue there, you could address that fear again, maybe more directly with just, you know, a single session or two, and just ask for, you know, for those, for the rest to be completely healed. So yeah, I think those would be, I think those could be good things that you could do. Of course, Patricia, if you feel that you need more help with it, you can always reach out to a coach, and you could even get a custom code for that if you feel like it's a really, well, very pressing issue for you. So that's, of course, always an option if you feel that you need a little bit of help with that. Okay. I hope that was helpful. All right. So let's see if we have any more questions. Again, for those who are with us via the web call or the phone, if you have a question, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your keypad, or for those on the web call, you can also press the button that says raise hand. It doesn't seem like we have any more questions at this point. So I'm going to give it another minute if you can think of anything, or if you would just even like to share an experience, that would be wonderful as well. It's always wonderful to hear about your successes, your experiences with the Healing Code, something that you do that, you know, could help other people in what they do. So if you have anything whatsoever that you would like to share from your heart, that would be wonderful. So it doesn't just have to be a question. All right. So I think we don't have any more questions at this point. So what I would like to do is do another round of the Universal Healing Code. Now, if any other question pops up, if you can think of anything, I will give you another opportunity after our code to ask another question or two. So, yes, just so you know. All right. Okay, so tune into your issue that you would like to work on right now with the Healing Code. If you'd like, you can rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 as far as it bothers you. And it's really effective to ask yourself how that makes you feel. That always gives you insight into the negative beliefs that are attached to that issue. And the opposite tends to be true. So if we are experiencing fear or anxiety or sadness or whatever it is, ask yourself what would be the opposite of that. Or if it's a negative belief that you can identify just ask your heart, ask your source, that unconditional love, to heal that and for you to experience that love and truth. All right. Please take a moment to say your prayer. I pray that all known and unknown and negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to your problem or issues would be found open and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. And we get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Whatever you are experiencing, just meet it with love, with compassion. Don't judge yourself for anything. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. And focus on that love. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And you can rest your arms. If you'd like, place both hands over your heart center. Take another nice deep breath. All right. Okay, if you have any more questions, raise your hand by pressing star 2 or by pressing the button raise hand if you're with us via the web call. Or if you want to submit a written question, do feel free to submit. All right, I think we have no further questions at this point. Everybody have a wonderful evening, a wonderful day, wherever you may be in the world. I wish you a wonderful and blessed rest of the week. And we're going to be here again next Thursday at the same time at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all right, if you'd like to say goodbye, you have the chance to do so. Goodbye, everybody, and have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.